Ja bih da vas zahvalim pre svega što ste ljubazno što ste došli i što ste s nama.
Today we will not sing so much as we did yesterday, and I have heard it's good. Our drum player, we play a little softly. That's what I have heard.
Znači nećemo danas puno svirati kao juče, i malo ćemo onako tiše svirati zbog mridange.
After the Jairada Madhava, we will briefly chant Kavacha Stotram together again.
Nakon Jairada Madhava, ponovo ćemo svi zajedno mantrati, mislim, Kavacha Stotru.
And then I will ask him first, and afterwards he will have opportunities to ask questions.
Onda će biti lekcija i bit će prilike za pitanje.
Thank you. It really, we don't need to remind Lord Nrsimhadev of this. He knows already.
Znači ne moramo da podsećamo gospoda Nrsimhadeva za sve to, on to već sve zna.
So please let us go again through the same procedure. Please become aware of what you particularly want in your spiritual life at this stage of your life.
Znači, ponovo ćemo proći kroz celu proceduru i molim vas, poželite nešto, znači ono što želite u vašem duhovnom životu da se ostvari.
Think for a moment.
Razmislite za trenutak.
Already become much more expert than the first time, so please let us chant this very powerful and very pleasant mantra also tomorrow, and please remember to bring your papers with you.
Danas smo postali malo veći stručnjaci nego što smo juče u mantranju ove mantre, tako da ćemo i sutra nastaviti pre lekcije isto sa mantranjem ove mantre i zato bih vas zamolio da ponesete te papire sa mantrom sa sobom.
I want to thank all of you for being with us yesterday, and I can see already some changes have taken place in your thoughts and even in your external appearances.
Hvala vam puno što ste došli juče na lekciju i danas vidim da je došlo do nekih promjena u vašim umovima i u vašem izgledu također.
I must admit to you that just now I again had such an experience of what I was talking yesterday.
Evo, moram vam reći sada da baš upravim jedno iskustvo onoga što sam juče govorio.
In my western way I thought that the last six mantras we don't really need to chant because they talk about the results of chanting this.
Mislio sam da ovih šest posljednjih strofa nećemo pevati zato što više onako govore o nekim rezultatima ove mantre.
But then I thought, well, remember what you said yesterday, we should keep the tradition as it is and in this way experience the full benefit of the tradition.
Ali onda sam sjetio što sam juče pričao i rekao sam, ajde da se pridržiš tradicije koja će doneti potpunu dobrobit ako do kraja ispoštujem.
And I immediately felt when we chanted the whole mantra, this was right.
I kada smo do kraja izmantrali celu mantru, shvatio sam ovo je bilo u redu.
So today I would really like to want to talk about another very nice subject matter.
Večeras ću govoriti o jednoj također vrlo lepoj temi.
Not all of you know, but just recently I had my birthday celebration and there were many wonderful devotees as the birthday guests there.
Možda neki od vas ne znaju, nedavno je bila moja ceremonija rođendana i bili su mnoge pozvane drage bakte kao gosti.
And I was thinking What will I tell them really? What is deep in my heart?
И размышлял сам, что это, что да им кажем, что оно, что глубоко в моем сердце.
And I decided to give them a lecture which I want to repeat today in a little changed way.
И дал сам следующую лекцию, которую также вечером повторить, али мало изменено.
I've actually worked on this lecture a whole year.
Zapravo celu godinu sam radio spremajući ovu lekciju.
And I hope it is relevant for you.
I nadam se da će vam biti važna za vas.
The subject matter is idealism and coming to terms with our personal reality.
Tema je idealizam i upoznavanje sa našom pravom realnošću.
I would like to start with a definition of terms.
Pre svega ću započeti definicijom termina.
What is idealism?
Šta je to idealizam?
Idealism is when you put the ideals that you follow in your life higher than the practical considerations.
Idealizam je kada postavite ideale u svom životu iznad nekih vaših praktičnih razmatranja.
And when you and realism means the practical considerations are put before the idealistic concerns.
A prakticizam znači da realna razmatranja stavite ispred nekih ideala.
The ordinary person is during his young days an idealist. He wants to change the world into a better place to live.
Obična osoba je idealista dok je mlada zato što želi da zameni svet u kome živi nekim boljim mestom.
But very often he becomes a realist. He thinks, well, the world is really governed by money. You can't really do anything against it. So just let me also earn money now and be a realist.
Ali ubrzo takva osoba postaje realista jer shvata, a ovim svetom upravlja novac i to je jednostavno tako i zašto ja ne bi postao konačno realista?
An idealist very often follows a very high vision in his life.
Idealista često sledi tu jako uzvišenu viziju u svom životu.
And he believes no matter what are the obstacles, I will reach that vision.
I on zna, bez obzira šta su poteškoće, ja ću dostići taj cilj.
And the realist is often someone who has compromised his vision for that which he feels is practically possible.
A realista često kompromituje, znači, te ideale za ono što smatra realno mogućim.
Most of the time the devote, those who feel the calling for spiritual life are idealists.
Većina, uglavnom su oni koji žude za nekom duhovnošću, idealisti.
What a high ideal we have in Krishna consciousness.
Koji je to visoki ideal, uzvišeni ideal koji mi imamo u svesti Krishna?
We actually think that we can come into the presence of God.
Ono što mi mislimo jeste da mi možemo doći u prisustvo Gospoda.
We want to overcome our lower natures.
Želimo da nadiđemo naše niže prirodu, našu nižu prirodu.
We do not wish to be normalni osobas.
Ne želimo biti uopšte normalne osobe.
We are flaming idealists.
Mi smo tinjajući idealisti.
For instance, when a devotee hears a verse like this.
Recimo, kada bhakta čuje stih, odnosno strofu poput ove.
His heart is ablaze.
Njegovo srce je u plamenu.
O lotus-eyed Lord.
O lotus-oki Gospode.
When will I dance on the banks of the Yamuna?
Kada ću plesati na obalama Yamuna?
Chanting your holy name with tears in my eyes.
Pevajući tvoje sveto ime sa suzama u očima.
Do you feel this is, you feel, yes, this would be nice.
Šta vi mislite, pa osjećate da, bilo bi dobro, fino.
I would like to, like on Sunday a devotee says to me, Sachinanda Swami, I'm living now a life which is not really my real life.
U nedelju mi je neko dato rekao, pa ja trenutno živim život koji nije moj pravi život.
I very much hope to live a real life where I will really be overwhelmed with feelings of love.
A ja bih zapravo volio da živimo i pravi život gde me preplavljuje osjećaj ljubavi.
Where I will serve the devotees and Krishna.
Kada će doći taj dan kada će služiti samo Bhakti i Krishna?
Many times such devotees, I wish to go to that ideal place, Vrindavan, where my ideals can be realized.
Često Bhakti razmišljaju na taj način, kada će dostići svoj ideal, kada da odem u Vrindavan i da se moja želja konačno ispuni.
Let me now
tell you the ISKCON experience.
A sada ću ipak reći jedno ISKCON iskustvo.
When we are joining, we often surrender our personal interests and everything which we think we are.
Kada prilazimo ovome, često žrtvujemo svoj personalni interes i žrtvujemo ono što mi mislimo da jesmo.
Our families and even our hopes for career.
Napuštamo porodice i neke iščekivanja u vezi karijere.
But we often see that years later we regret our decision and go back.
Međutim, godinama kasnije zažalimo što smo to uradili i želimo nazad.
Even older men who wanted to be in celibacy decide to marry.
Čak i neki starija osoba koja živi nekim životom celibata poželi da se oženi.
Very often those who have given up their university career are restarting the university.
Oni koji su započeli možda karijeru na univerzitetu ponovo razmišljaju o tome da se vrate, da nastave školovanje.
But now our movement has recognized this development in our devotees.
Do sada u trenutku je naš pokret prepoznao to otkrovenje među našim baktama.
We seem to understand that we can't go back to Krishna by giving up, burning, flashing down the toilet, all that we thought we are.
Izgleda ne možemo da se baš tako lako vratimo kući natrag Bogu sa svim onim mislima da sebe zamišljamo ko smo i šta smo.
Yeah, devotees nowadays, and young devotees want to join, we advise them, no, don't give up your university study and your doctor career.
Danas kada recimo neko želi da se priključi kao mladi bakta, mi mu kažemo nemoj da napuštaš neku svoju karijeru studija ili toga da postaneš doktor.
Move carefully, don't give up too much at once.
Pažljivo postupaj, nemoj previše toga da napustiš u početku.
We also say, yes, for now you wish to be a brahmachari or a brahmacharini, but keep in mind that there is a strong likelihood that you will marry and have a family and you will require your education to earn a decent livelihood.
Možda sada želiš da budeš brahmačar ili brahmačarina, ali razmišljaj o tome da u budućnosti ćeš se oženiti i steći familiju i da je možda neophodno da imaš neku struku koju možda se baviš tako da bi mogao da obezbediš život svojoj porodici.
We have in other words recognized that there is a place of healthy realism in spiritual life.
Drugim rečima, prepoznali smo da postoji jedan zdravi realizam u duhovnom životu.
We know by now, it seems, that it is not so that you can't just be an idealist. You have to also understand where you are and what your conditional needs are.
Znači, do sada, bar tako izgleda, vidjeli smo da ne možemo biti baš toliki idealisti, nego moramo vidjeti koje su realne iščekivanje razmatranja koje želimo da imamo.
In the Nishina Purana is a very, very interesting story about healthy realism.
U Nishina Purani postoji vrlo zanimljiva priča u vezi ovog zdravog realizma.
It's about a boy called Dharmagupta.
Radi se o dečaku po imenu Dharmagupta.
Dharmagupta had learned the Rig Veda from his learned father.
Dharmagupta naučio Rig Veda od svog učenog oca.
After his education was completed, his father died.
I nakon po završetku njegovog učeništva otac je umro.
Now he said, I will earn my livelihood as a brahmachari, a renunciant.
I on je rekao, ja ću dalje nastaviti svoj život zarađujući kao brahmachari, odnosno kao isposnik.
And he went all over India to deliver lectures.
I išao je širom, po čitavoj Indiji davao lekcije.
One day, it so happened that he washed his gamsha.
Jednog dana se desilo da je prao svoju gamšu.
And he sat on the river bank after he had washed his gamsha and waited until it was dry.
I nakon što je oprao gamšu, onda je sedao tako na obali reke, postavio gamšu i čekao da se osuši.
All of a sudden, two black crows came, took his gamsha and went in the air.
iznenada dva gavrana, dve vrane su došli, uhvatili tu gamšu i podigli u vazduh. Odleteli.
Dhammagupta was furious. This was his only gamša.
Dhammagupta postao totalno besan. To je jedina gamša koju imao.
Nonsense birds, give me back my gamša.
Gupa ptice, vratite mi gamšu.
After he had said it, the birds let go of this gamša and it fell down on the ground.
I nakon što je to rekao, ptice su pustile gamšu i pala na zemlju.
Ja sam velika snaga.
Šta je pomislio?
Wow. But then these birds, now I must use an emotional word,
passed on his gamša.
Odmah nakon toga te iste ptice su se pokakile na gamšu.
Kakali. This was too much for
Dhammagupta. On je totalno odlepio.
He looked at the ptice with angry eyes.
Pogleda onako ljutito na ptice.
This is too much, no cleanliness.
Ovo je previše, jednostavno.
When his glance met the ptice, the birds, they burned to ashes and the ashes fell down on the stone.
I kad ih je tako pogledao tim ljutitim očima, pretvorio ih u pepeo i one su pale u vidu pepela na kamen.
So powerful.
I onda pomisli, wow, ja sam tako moćan.
This is because I'm properly situated.
A to je zato što sam pravilno situiran.
And I'm a very strong brahmacari.
I vrlo sam moćan brahmacari.
This way.
Tako je razmišljao.
Now that's the afternoon, he went to back Madukari and he came to the house of Samyutta.
I tog popodneva išao da isprosi nešto Madhukarija i došao do kuće Savitri.
Savitri was a housewife.
Ona je bila domaćica.
She was at that moment serving her husband by bringing him the prasad.
U tom trenutku je služila muža noseći mu prasadu.
And afterwards she washed his hands.
I nakon toga je oprala ruke.
All this time Dhammagupta, who felt this very powerful, was there at the door and making a nervous sound. Then where is she coming and recognizing that a saint is at her door?
Sve vreme Dhammagupta tako nestrpljivo čekao Lupkovići i mislio je, pa kad će već jednom doći, ovdje jedan svetac čeka da mu ona ukaže pažnju.
Finally Savitri came to him and said, don't be so restless. I'm not like these two birds whom you met earlier today.
I konačno se biti došli i rekli me, nemoj biti tako uznemiren, ja nisam poput onih ptica koje si danas sreo. A kako znaš?
I follow Dharma.
Ja sledim dharmu.
And you don't follow your dharma.
A ti ne slediš svoju dharmu.
No, take something to eat.
Evo ti nešto uzim pojedi i slobodan se.
Dhammagupta went back to the river and prayed. But all this time he thought, how did this simple housewife know about this incident?
Naravno se vratio nazad na obalu i je, međutim sve vreme razmišljao o tome kako je ta žena znala za taj incident.
Finally he decided to go back and find out.
I konačno je odlučio da se vrati nazad i da sazna u čemu je stvar.
And Savitri told him, I can see into the people's life because I follow what is my dharma. I'm a housewife.
I Savitri mi je rekao, ja mogu da vidim šta se dešava u ljudskim životom i da sledim svoju dharmu, ja sam kućna žena.
Do you want to know what you should do to follow your dharma?
Da li možda ti želiš da znaš šta bi trebalo da radiš da bi sledio svoju dharmu?
Go home!
Idi kući.
Take care of your mother.
Brini se o majci.
Since your father is dead, he is suffering.
Od kada je tvoj otac umra, ona ispašta.
When you have arrived home in 4 days, a brahmana will come and offer his daughter for you in marriage.
I kada se vratiš nakon 4 dana, doći brahmana i ponuditi svoju čerku tebi da se venčate.
Marry.
Oženi se.
Have a child.
Imaj dete.
Then after some time you can renounce.
A onda nakon nekog vremena možeš se opet odvojiti.
Dhammagupta, if you have trust in my words, follow them. If you do not have trust, don't follow them.
Dhammagupta, ako veruješ ono što ti kažem, uradi kako što ti kažem, ako ne, nemoj da uradiš. Kako on uopšte zna za moju majku? Možda ona ipak pravilno situirana.
Let me go home and see if my mother really needs me.
Hajde ipak da odem kući da vidim da li me majka zaista treba.
And if after 4 days a brahmana comes with this girl, with this daughter, then I believe her.
I ako taj brahmana nakon 4 dana dođe sa svojom kćeri, poverovat ću.
He went home and he saw his poor mother Rohini.
Vratio se natrag kući i vidio svoju siromašnu majku Rohini.
Who needed, who had carried him in her womb.
Koja ga nosila u svojoj utrobi.
And after 4 days, a wonderful brahmana came with a wonderful daughter.
I nakon 4 dana pojavio se taj fini brahmana sa finom kćeri.
And although it was hard for him, after all he wanted to be a brahmachari and have all the glories of the renounced order of life for him, he decided to marry.
Iako mu je bilo teško, pošto je bio slavan i poznat kao brahmachari, on je ipak odlučio da se oženi.
He had a son.
Dobio sina.
And I believe when he turned 50, he renounced his household life and became, yes, a sannyasi who worshipped Lord Narasimhadev.
I negdje u 50. godini je napustio porodicu i počeo da obožava gospodina Narasimhadeva.
Dharmagupta had recognized what is his dharma.
Dharmagupta je prepoznao svoju dharmu.
Lord Krishna tells us in the Uddhava Gita, that's the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, how important it is to be fixed in the position for which one is qualified.
U Uddhava Gita 11. canto, Krishna nam kaže koliko je važno da osoba bude situirana u položaju za koje je kvalifikovana.
Sve svedikaraya nishta saguna parikirtita vipayayastu dosha syat ubayoresha nishchaya. Being fixed in the position for which one is qualified is virtuous.
Biti situiran u poziciji za koju je neko kvalifikovan smatra se vrlinom.
The opposite, that is accepting a position for which one is unqualified,
suprotno toga, znači prihvatiti položaj za koji osoba nije kvalifikovana,
is irresponsible and is considered impious.
Nije odgovorno i smatra se bezbožnim.
This is my definite conclusion.
Ovo je moj konačni zaključak.
My dear devotees, you can be the person you are.
Dragi moji bhakte, vi možete biti ono što vi jeste.
You can engage in Krishna's service according to your level of advancement.
Možete biti uključeni u služenje Krishna u skladu sa sopstvenim napretkom.
Krishna says this is virtuous.
Krishna kaže to je vrlina.
He doesn't say someone who tries to be something he is not is virtuous.
On ne kaže da je vrlina nešto da osoba bude neko ko nije.
Krishna calls this calls such a person an irresponsible pretender.
Takvu osobu Krishna naziva neodgovornim licemerom.
Yes. I personally think this can help us to think a little about healthy realism.
Mislim da ono može pomoći da razmišljamo malo o tom zdravom realizmu.
Let us do the austerity to not be an illusion about ourselves.
Hajde da uradimo tu strogost, da ne budemo više u iluziji o nama samima.
Let us face our situation.
Hajde da se suočimo sa našim situacijom.
I personally think this understanding gives us also relief from the Western disease.
Mislim da nam ovo razumenje također daje jednu olakšicu od te zapadnjačke bolesti.
Još. What is the highest?
Šta je još uzvišenije?
Raganugada. I will follow Raganugada.
To ću da sledim, Raganugada.
I will move to Radakun.
Otićem na Radakun.
I will renounce everything.
Sve ću da ostavim za sebe.
And to Svaranam.
I praktikovat ću Svaranam.
rekli. I will be a book distributor.
Biću, deliću knjige.
This is the highest.
To je najuzvišenije.
24 hours a day.
24 sata dnevno.
No maja?
Nema maja.
I will be a brahmachari.
Biću brahmachari.
This is the best.
To je najbolje. Šafran. Boja šafran.
I will be a grihasta in America. This is the best.
Najbolje biti grihasta u Americi.
Dolaz?
Puno dolara.
Nice American wife.
Lepa Amerikanka. Žena.
Good car.
Dobra kola.
And I will give lectures in the temple.
Dala ću lekciju u tamo.
Then I'm best.
Onda sam najbolje.
You have to be where you are.
Treba da biti tamo gdje jesmo.
Now, what this means is there is no need and it is also not even healthy to censor or forbid your nature.
Znači nema potrebe čak nije ni zdravo da na neki način zaboravimo tu našu prirodu.
Use your nature in Krishna to attain the divine state of Krishna consciousness.
Iskoristite svoju prirodu da dostignemo taj viši stadion svesti Krishna.
Krishna kaže Yat karoshi, yat ashnasi, yat tadasi, yohoshi, yat. Yat tapasya sakonte, yat. Yat urudra mat arpana. Yes, you know everything. Whatever you do,
Krishna kaže, šta god činiš?
Whatever you accept.
Sve što prihvataš?
Whatever you give away as charity.
I sve što daješ u milostinju?
Do that as an offering unto me.
Učini to kao ponudu meni.
Now, obviously, this is not so high as Krishna's final instruction, give up everything and surrender unto me.
Naravno, to nije tako uzvišeno kao konačna Krishna instrukcija, to je napusti sve i predaj se meni.
Krishna says, what you like to do, that you do for me.
Krishna kaže, ono što voliš da radiš, to radi ali za mene.
Not as high as saying, Krishna, I don't want to do what I like. I want to do what you like.
To nije tako uzvišeno kao kada osoba kaže ja ne želim da radim ono što ja hoću, nego ću raditi ono što ti želiš da radim.
But is this realistic?
Ali ovo je realno.
And if you come from the realistic and honest and truthful state of spiritual life and make truthful advancement, it is better than pretending to be some on a level you are not.
I ako započnete sa realnim stadijumom i polako idete prema gore, to je mnogo bolje nego biti licemjeran.
In the Gita, the 12th chapter, Krishna describes the highest state of Krishna consciousness as always doing smaranam, remember me always with your mind and intelligence fixed on me.
U 12. pogledu Bhagavad Gita Krishna kaže šta je najuzvišenije, on kaže to je smaranam, znači uvijek se sećaj i obožavaj mene.
This is raga bhakti.
To je raga bhakti.
Bhakti which is born out of attachment to Krishna.
To je bhakti koja je nastala usled vezanosti za Krishna.
But he knows that most of the people are attached to themselves, not to God.
Međutim, on zna da je većina ljudi vezana za same sebe, a ne za Boga.
Therefore Krishna gives a letter which will help us to come to this state.
Zato nam on daje jednu vrstu nerdevina pomoću koje možemo dostići taj nivo.
Usually a person starts by developing knowledge about Krishna.
Obična osoba započne tako što uđe u znanje o Krishni.
And also about himself.
A također samom sebi.
This is called Sambandha Gyan.
To se tako zove, Sambandha Gyan.
You must know what is the world, what is God.
Moramo znati šta je svijet, šta je Bog, ko je Bog, ko smo mi.
What is our relationship.
Koji je taj odnos između nas.
The next higher state is meditation.
Sljedeća viša stavka je meditacija.
In Sanskrit this is called manaha. To reflect deeply about this. What does this mean that I'm heart of heart relation?
To je manaha, znači duboko razmišljanje o tome šta znači to da sam delić Krishna.
You know, before we had something like the Buddha should need prayers, which say, I'm your eternal servant Krishna.
ima nešto što zove Bhagavata Shuddhi molitva, on kaže ja sam večno tvoj Krishna.
I have nothing to do with these eight material elements.
Ne, nikakve veze sa ovih osam materijalnih elemenata.
I'm yours.
Ja sam jednostavno samo tvoj.
Meditation.
To je vid meditacije.
The next thing is after you have meditated that you work and or do something and some of the fruits of your work are given to Krishna.
Sljedeći stadij jeste da nakon meditacije radimo nešto i da rezultate svoga rada ponudimo Krishni.
You do what you like to do.
Znači radite ono što želite, volite.
And something of this you give to Krishna.
A nešto delić toga, odnosno deo toga dajete Krishna.
And next higher state is that you work exclusively for Krishna.
Još jedan viši stadij jeste da samo za Krishnu radite.
For instance, you grow a garden.
Recimo, uzgajate bašnu.
And the fruits which are in the garden, or the flowers, or the kaprinski.
Kapriva.
You just give this to Krishna.
I recimo plodovi ili cveći ili neku koprivu koju imate tamo, ponudite sve Krishna.
Now it goes even higher.
Međutim, sad dolazimo do tačke koja je još uzvišenija.
You understand? I need to purify myself.
Jednostavno shvatite, potrebno je da se pročisti.
If I always do what I want to do, I will never develop myself.
Ako uvijek radim ono što ja želim da radim, onda nikad neću moći da se razvijem.
Now I will follow rules and regulations.
Sada ću da sledim pravila i propisa.
I want to do this like this, but no, the rules of bhakti are different. Let me follow this.
Ja možda želeo bih da sledim principe bhakti koji su malo različiti, ali ajde da ih sledim.
I want to sleep in the morning, but no, I will get up and chant.
Želim da spavam ujutru, ali ne, ustaću i mantraću.
I want to eat all kinds of things, but no, I must be able to offer it to Krishna, then I will eat.
A ja jedan sam mogu da jem sve i svašta, ali ne, prvo ću da ponudim Krišni i onda ću ja da pojedem.
This is called Vaidhi Bhakti.
To se zove Vaidhi Bhakti.
Mm-hmm. And then comes the highest stage where you can remember Krishna always and give everything to Krishna with Raga Bhakti.
Onda dolazi još viši stadijum kada se samo sećate Krišne i to je Raga Nuga Bhakti.
But before you can come to the Raga Nuga, for this highest level, where you act out of attachment to Krishna and serve him only, everything for him, it is important that you become fixed up on the level where you are presently.
Međutim, pre nego što dođemo na taj Raga Nuga nivo, vrlo je važno da se ufiksiramo u trenutnoj situaciji gdje se nalazimo, jer Raga Nuga znači potpuna predanost i vezano za samo za Krishna.
No, develop. Now you might say, oh, Sisi Namaskar. Oh, why? How can I find my
dharma? Nisam nekom reći, osjećam s vami, avaj, kako da pronađem tu svoju dharmu. Jako teško. Tako puno puta sam pokušavao.
But we live in Kali Yuga.
Ali u Kali Yugi smo.
And I'm also a product of Kali Yuga.
Ja sam isto proizvod Kali Yuga.
I'm so complicated.
Bilo sam komplikovan.
Am I an artist?
Možda da nisam možda umetnik.
Am I a gardener?
Da li sam baštovan?
Am I an architect?
Da li sam arhitekta?
Or a street sweeper?
Ili čista čulica?
Very difficult for me to decide.
Vrlo teško da mogu da odlučim šta sam od svega toga.
Instead of saying, who am I? I should better ask, who are we? There are so many.
Možda pitan ko sam ja, možda je bolje postaviti pitanje ko smo mi, znači ima nas više.
Maybe I should have an election, who of the main men is the main person.
Možda da napravim izbore da vidimo ko je ovaj taj od mnogih, koji sam ja.
To find out your dharma, you will most have properly have to try a few things.
Da biste pronašli u istinu vašu dharmu, morate...
Most probably you will have to try a few things.
Najvjerojatnije ćete morati da probate nekoliko stvari.
Most probably you also have to speak with good devotee friends who wish well to you and ask them what do you think is suitable for me to do?
Najverovatnije da ćete morati da priđete dobrim prijateljima baktama da vas posavetuju šta je najbolje za vas da uradite.
I think we all have seen those devotees who have a very clear concept where they are and what they should do. They are full of security.
Često možemo da vidimo bakte koji tačno imaju jasnu viziju onoga ko su i šta mogu da rade, vidimo da su vrlo, vrlo sigurni i obezbeđeni.
To such devotees we can say congratulations.
Takvim bakta možemo da kažemo česti tamo.
Yes, we can say oh nice, I admire you.
Da, možemo reći, ja tako fino, ja ti se jednostavno divim.
I personally think it's good to pray to Lord Krishna.
Ja lično mislim da je jako dobro moliti Gospoda Krishnu.
Please, we live in a difficult time. Please show me my place.
Živim u teškom vreme, molim te, pokaži mi moje mesto.
Please give me my place.
Daj mi to mesto.
This is after all what we pray when we chant.
Nakon svega, to je ono zašto molimo kada malo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please, accept me.
Molim te, prihvati me.
Give me a place at the lotus
feet. Postavi me do svojih lotusovih stopala.
Now we will come to another aspect of our discussion.
Sada ćemo preći na drugi aspekt naše diskusije.
I want to redefine the ISKCON experience.
Sada ću da ponovo definišem jedno ISKCON iskustvo.
I want to say how it could be done better.
Drugim rečima ću da kažem kako sve to može biti urađeno bolje.
Begin your life by, your spiritual life by sincerely learning what is Krishna consciousness.
Započnite ozbiljno vaš duhovni život time što zapravo uistinu vidite šta je svjesnost Krišna.
This should be like your student time.
A to je to treba da bude nalik vašim studentskim danima.
When you are a student, you tend to learn to put more emphasis on your study than anything else, even eating. Yeah. Second place.
Kada ste student, onda mnogo više pridajete značaja studijama nego svemu ostalom, čak i više nego jelu.
You should understand Krishna's instructions.
Treba da razumete Krišne instrukcije.
Really understand how this philosophy works.
I uistinu da shvatimo kako radi ta filozofija.
If it is not possible in Serbia, we can go to the Hungarian farm or to the German farm or wherever, England.
Ukoliko to nije možda moguće ovdje u Srbiji, trebamo otići na mađarsku farmu, nemačku možda farmu ili negdje u Englesku.
But I think it should very soon be possible in Serbia.
Međutim, nadam se da će uskoro sve to biti moguće i ovdje u Srbiji.
I believe. What do we have today? Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday.
On Thursday we will have an interesting discussion about the future of the Serbian Gacha.
U četvrtak ćemo imati jednu interesantnu priču o budućnosti srpske jatre.
Yes. And but in any case, however you do it, in the beginning of your spiritual life, it's really important that you understand Krishna's instructions as the basis of your life.
Bilo kako bilo, na početku duhovnog života treba da shvatimo Krišne instrukcije kao osnovu našeg duhovnog života.
Then as you are spending this time, you will see that your nature will automatically come out.
I vremenom ćete vidjeti kako vaša priroda automatski isplivala.
When you see it coming out, don't suppress it.
A kada vidite da se to dešava, nemojte potiskivati.
But see how you can engage that and connect that with Krishna.
Nego vidite kako to možete da upotrebite i povežete sa Krishnom.
And be happy.
Budite srećni.
You are properly situated when you follow on your level Krishna consciousness.
To znači da ste pravilno situirani kada na sopstvenom nivou praktikujete svesnost Krishna.
Maybe because you have really trained yourself so well in the beginning stages of your spiritual life, you will go the way of a brahmacharya and sannyasi.
Moguće da, pošto ste jako dobro trenirani u samom početku vaše svesnosti Krishna, možda ćete nastaviti kao brahmacharya ili sannyasi.
But maybe you will see, well, I will now see how I situate myself in the outside world. That means I have to find some situation to eradicate, to maintain myself.
ali jednostavno vidio sam kakva je moja situacija odnosno na spoljašnji svijet i sada vidim da jednostavno mora nešto tu i da se radi.
And then, as you situate yourself, now this is very important, remember the goal.
I sada konačno kad ste se negdje situirali, onda je vrlo važno da se sećate koji je cilj.
Don't forget the seal.
Nemojte zaboraviti cilj.
Ultimately, it's not the point of spiritual life to do what you like and then offer the fruits a little bit to Krishna.
Konačno nije svrha duhovnog života da radite šta vam je želja i da nešto malo ponudite Krishna.
Ultimately, we want to offer all of our activities for Krishna's pleasure.
Konačno sve naše aktivnosti želimo da ponudimo Krishna za njegovo zadovoljstvo.
And then check your spiritual pulse.
A onda proverite vaš duhovni puls.
How enthusiastic am I?
Koliko sam entuzijastičan?
Do I have taste in Krishna consciousness?
Da li osjećam ukus svesnosti Krishna?
How do I like the association of devotees?
Koliko mi se dopada društvo bhakta?
How much do I aspire for pure chanting?
Koliko ja težim tome da čisto mantram?
When you are so-called situated and you see your enthusiasm for spiritual life goes down, something is seriously wrong.
Kada ste konačno situirani, a vidite da entuzijazam ide dole, onda nešto je ozbiljno otišlo u pogrešnom smeru.
Then you have no taste for Krishna Katha. We want to read more about Krishna, understand more about Krishna. Something is seriously wrong.
Kada jednostavno izgubite taj ukus za Krishna Katha i ne čitate na ozbiljan način, znači o Krišni i tako dalje, onda je nešto nije u redu.
When you do not like to be with devotees but with beer drinkers, something is seriously wrong.
Kada ne želite da budete u društvu bhakta nego sa nekim pivopijama, onda nešto a onda nešto nije u redu.
If you never think, oh, my chanting should be nice.
Ako nikad ne pomislite, oh, moj mantra treba da bude lepo, onda nešto ne valja.
When we say situate yourself, we do not mean to become a materialist.
Kada kažem da treba da se situiramo, to ne znači da treba da postanete materialist.
We mean a healthy balance between what our realism is and our ideology.
To samo znači da treba da uspostavimo zdravu ravnotežu između našeg realizma i našeg idealizma.
If you have no idealism, no spiritual vision, no goal, no love, what is your life? It is dry and useless.
Ako nemate, ako niste idealista, ako ne vidite vaš cilj, ako ne vidite neku višu svrhu,
no entuzijazma,
nema entuzijazma, nema ljubavi, nema duhovne vizije, yeah, onda jednostavno vaš život je protraćen.
Dry, useless.
Su i jednostavno suvapara.
A cosmic failure.
To je jednostavno kosmička katastrofa.
To je to.
To je to.
Do you know what is the price to go back home, back to Godhead?
Znate li koja je cena da se vratimo kući natrag Bogu?
Eagerness.
Jaka želja.
Rupa Goswami, now I read something from Prabhupada for you.
Nešto Prabhupada, sad ću vam čitati nešto od Prabhupada za vas.
Rupa Goswami, ađe. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita matim kriyatam yadi kripto pirapyate. Wherever Krishna consciousness is available, you must purchase it.
Dok god možete da dođete do svesnosti Krishna, morate je kupiti.
What is the price?
Koja je cena?
100 pounds?
100 funti?
200?
200?
Millions of pounds?
Milijone funti?
Billions of pounds?
Milijarde funti?
No, the price is different.
Ne, cena je malo drugačija.
Rupa Goswami kaže, you purchase with lovljam, eagerness.
Ne, Rupa Goswami kaže, to se može kupiti samo lovljam ili jakom željom.
That is the only qualification.
To je jedina kvalifikacija.
You must be very, very eager to see the lotus feet of Krishna.
Morate imati jaku želju da vidite lotusove stopala Krishna.
In this very life.
U ovom istom životu.
You must be very eager to talk with Krishna.
Morate imati jaku želju da razgovarate s Krishnom. Priča sa Krishnom, sukjem.
In this very life.
U ovom istom životu.
But don't become a sahajiya.
Ali nemojte postati sahajiya.
But by service.
Pomoću službe.
Krishna talks with the devotee who serves him, but not with the non-devotee.
Krishna razgovara sa baktom koji ga služi, ali ne i sa onim ko nije bakta.
His eagerness for service can be acquired by anyone simply by sincerity.
Ovakva želja koja osoba treba da ima može biti dostignuta jedino pravom iskrenošću i bezbiljnošću.
Now you might say, well, in the beginning you started to be so realistic, now again you are so idealistic.
Možete reći u početku se rekao da treba biti realista, sad si ponovo idealista.
What happened to you?
Šta se desilo s tobom?
Here you say talk with Krishna.
Ovdje sad kažeš priče, razgovaraj s Krishnom.
But we are not so advanced.
Ali mi nismo na tom nivou.
Now if Prabhupada would have said in this little lecture, just talk with Krishna and that was all.
Prabhupada je ovdje samo rekao razgovarajte sa Krishnom i to bi bilo sve.
It would be unrealistic.
I to bi to tako bilo, onda ne bi bilo.
But he said how the bridge between the idealism and the realism can be made.
Međutim, on je rekao kako možemo da napravimo taj most između realizma i idealizma.
By service.
Putem službe.
See, you fix yourself realistically where you are.
Znači, situirajte se na realan način tu gdje ste.
And from that position you do devotional service.
I znači, od iz te tačke vršite predano služenje.
With that service you can please Krishna and become close to Krishna.
Sa tom istom službom možete doći Krishna i postati mu drag. Dragi.
In other words, realism and idealism need to be connected by the bridge of service.
Drugim rečima, realizam i idealizam moraju biti povezani mostom služenja.
If you are always so idealistic,
ako ste previše uvijek idealista,
but you never situate yourself,
ali nikad se negdje ne skrasite,
you will be, you will not, this will not work.
Onda to neće ići.
On the other hand, if you just situate yourself,
s druge strane, ako se samo situirate,
you lose all your ideals,
a izgubite sve ideale,
that will also not work.
Onda isto neće ići.
You have to be realistic,
morate biti realista,
and idealistic,
i idealista,
and bring that together by service,
i povezati te dve stvari službom.
In other words, I may go to school,
drugim rečima, ja možda mogu ići u školu,
but I can chant my 16 rounds,
ali istovremeno mogu da pevam svojih 16 krugova. To je moja služba za Krišnu.
I may be a teacher,
možda sam učitelj,
but on the weekends I will come to the temple and help cook a sabji,
ali vikendom dolazim u hram i pomožem da se skuva sabji.
I may be a medanga player,
možda sviram medangu.
I will use it in service to play for Krishna.
Iskoristit ću je da za službu za Krishnu da sviram u kirtanu.
There is no end to the different possibilities of devotional service.
Ne postoji kraj različitim mogućnostima da služimo Krishnu.
You can be so cool.
Možete biti toliko kreativni.
And when someone sincerely serves Krishna, there is no discrimination. This is higher, this is lower.
I kada iskreno služimo Krishnu, ne postoji više razlikovanje, gdje mislimo ovo je više, ovo je niže.
Reacha in Krishna consciousness is that who earns a lot of glory in the world is in the eyes of Krishna as important as a pujari.
Neki propovjednik koji je vrlo poznat i ugledan u svetu u Krišnim očima može biti jednako drag kao i neki puđari.
Krishna loves the person who is working and maintaining his family.
Krishna također voli osobu koja radi i održava svoju porodicu.
But he gives some money for him in the service.
Ali koji istovremeno za službu daje neki da novca za njega.
Well, because we are so poor in Serbia, could we do some service for the temple?
Ili možda ako smo u Srbiji kao jako siromašni možemo raditi neku službu u hramu.
We are glorious in Krishna.
Onda smo isto slavni u služenju Krishna.
Because we do what we can do.
Jer jednostavno to je ono što mi možemo da uradimo.
Remember how Lord Rama preached to Hanumanji.
Sjetimo se kako je gospod Rama propovedao Hanumanji.
Rama needed Hanuman to build a bridge over the Indian Ocean to Sri Lanka, the island where Ravana lived and where he had kidnapped Sita.
Rama, gospod Rama je trebao Hanumana da pregradi, da napravi jedan most do Sri Lanke gdje je živio demon Ravana i koji istovremeno je i kidnapovao Situ.
Hanuman killed the mountains.
Hanuma se pojavio sa ogromnim planinom.
And he says that in these mountains, Jai Shri Ram.
I ispisao je na tom toj steni Jai Shri Ram.
Then he bathed the mountain in the ocean and it floated.
I onda je bacio tu ogromnu planinu u vodu i ona je plutala.
Why? Because Krishna says, I keep the planets afloat. What is the problem for him to keep a rock?
Zbog čega? Pa Krišna je rekao jednostavno da nije problem čak da učini da planete lebde, koji je problem za njega da učini da taj isti kamen lebde i puta.
Hanuman had built the floating bridge already far for the ocean.
I već je Hanuman. Hanuman je već duboko, odnosno dugačko izgradio taj most prema Lanki.
When he came to the next rock, he saw a little spider on the coast.
A kada je došao ponovo sa nekom gromadom, onda je vidio malog pauka tu na obali.
Pauka, yeah. Made his legs like this until some sand was on the hairs and the legs, and then he went to the ocean and he made like this. Help building the bridge.
On jednostavno, sve što je nosio su neka zrnca peska, i onda kad bi došao do okeana i ovako otreso, i to bi bio njegov doprinos izgradnji tog mosta.
Hanuman, you know, with a big rock, they're like...
A Hanuman je baš gledao sa velikom stenom i smijao se.
This is not very helpful.
To neće baš puno pomoći.
Bring a rock like this.
Donesi ovakvu neku stenu.
Then Ram came to him and corrected him.
Onda se pojavio Ram pred njim i ispravio ga.
No, Hanuman, be that as much as you do.
Ne, rekao je Hanuman, on radi isto onoliko koliko i ti radiš.
Because he is serving according to his abilities.
Jer on služi u skladu sa svojim kapacitetom.
This is his capacity.
To je njegov kapacitet.
Haribol?
Haribol?
Haribol? Isn't that relieving?
Zato nije malo onako olakšavajuće?
Okay.
Yes.
But please understand again what brings idealism and realism and idealism together is the služba.
Molim vas, shvatite da ono što realizam i idealizam spaja jeste služba.
Prabhupada says, by the ecstasy, by the transcendental ecstasy of devotional service, all contaminations of this material world are burned.
Prabhupada je rekao, transcendentalnim zanosom u službi Krišne, sve nečistoće u ovom materijalnom svetu i nepravilnosti bivaju spaljene.
Let me now summarize my little lecture in two sentences.
Na kraju ću napraviti siže mog izlaganja u dve rečenice.
Be idealistic for the goal.
Budite idealista u smislu cilja.
And be realistic for the way.
A budite realista po pitanju načina.
Then, and what this means is you do your devotional service to Krishna according to your capabilities.
To znači da predano služenje za Krišnu sprovodite u skladu sa vašim mogućnostima.
Always we should have this highest goal in our life.
U našim životima uvijek trebamo imati negdje taj najviši cilj.
We should have a realistic plan how to reach the end. That is, we must engage in devotional service according to our ability.
I moramo imati realan način kako da dođemo do tog cilja i onda možemo putem službe uključiti sve to, znači u dostizanju tog cilja.
As soon Krishna sees that you are engaged in your devotional service, he becomes so merciful.
Kada Krishna vidi da ste vi na taj način angažovani u svom predanom služenju, onda vam pokazuje svoju milost.
He gives you what you need.
Daje vam ono što vam treba.
And he maintains what you have.
Održava ono što imate.
When I was visiting one Grihastha couple today, I was telling them a wonderful story of pujaris who were bringing a deity into another town.
Kada sam postao jedan bračni par Grihastha danas, ispričao sam im priču o jednom bhakti koji je odneo božanstvo u jedan drugi grad.
This happened when they brought Gopal from Govardhan to Natadvara.
A to je kada je Gopala, on je u Natadvaru iz... From?
No, no, from Govardhan.
Od Govardhana u Natadvaru.
Yes. Now they stopped at a river.
I oni su se zaustavili negdje na reci.
Because it was noon time and they needed to feed the deity.
Bilo je vreme podneva i bilo je potrebno da nahrane božanstvo.
At that moment they saw an army of Mogul people.
U tom trenutku su vidjeli čitavu armiju Mogula.
Who had heard that Gopal was traveling and they wanted to kill the pujaris and steal the deity and break it.
Oni su čuli da Gopal je na putu i htjeli su da poleme božanstvo i da ubiju tog Brahmanu.
So the head pujari came to the deity and said, "What should we do now, Gopal? The army is getting prepared for the attack."
I taj head pujari je zamolio, obratio se Gopalu i pitao je, "Šta radimo sad, Gopal? Ova armija je spremna da napadne."
"We have no Bali Sadača."
Nemamo ovdje u blizini Bali Sadačarija.
"What to do?"
"Šta da radimo?"
And the deity just said, "I'm very hungry. Please continue your cooking that we can soon eat."
Božanstvo rekao, "Vrlo sam gladan, molim te nastavi da kuvaš to što namjeravaš da mi ponudiš pa da je častim." "Šta?"
"No, I will take care of these people."
"Ja ću se pobrinuti za te ljude."
With great fear they continued the service.
I sa velikim strahom u srcu on je nastavio da da radi tu službu.
Gopal was used to like 20 preparations, you know, it was really...
Gopal je obučavao da jede 20 preparacija i ima bilo puno posla tu.
They didn't want to keep him hungry.
Nije htio da ga zadrži hladno.
Meanwhile the Muslims were getting ready for the slaughter.
Međutim, među vremenom Muslimani su se pripremili za pokolj.
All of a sudden,
iznenada,
they saw how by... Hare Krishna, Bali Sadacha. We were just talking about you.
Upravo pričamo o tebi.
Because Bali, you have come, I will tell the story again from the beginning so that you can follow it.
Pošto Bali je došao, ispričat ću vam tu istu priču ponovo, tako da možete da i on prati.
This is about in the century 15th or 16th.
Znači stvar se odigrala negde u 15. ili 16. veku.
The Gopal deity was moved on a chariot from Govardhan to Natadvar.
Gopal božanstvo je na kočiji bilo premešteno od Govardhana u Natadvar.
And on the way, a Musliman army heard about this and wanted to attack or kill the pujaris and break the deity.
I međuvremenu muslimski napadači su čuli za to i hteli su da napadnu pujarija i da ubiju i da unište božanstvo.
So the pujaris were just cooking for Lord Gopal and they saw this army getting ready for the slaughter.
I pujari upravo spremao ponudu za Gopala kada je vidio tu armiju koja se približava da načini pokolj.
And they asked Lord Gopal, "What should we do now, my lord?"
I on se obratio božanstvu Gopalu i rekao, "Šta sad radim, gospode?"
And Gopal said, "Please finish your cooking, I'm so hungry."
Gopal rekao, "Molim te završi to što si počeo da kuvaš, vrlo sam gladan."
"You do your service and I take care of the problem."
Ti jednostavno radi svoju službu, ja ću se pobrinuti za problem.
With great fear they continue to cook.
I sa velikim strahom je nastavio sa kuvanjem. Iznenada,
the Muslims saw that at the place where the Gopa was, a huge mountain grew out of the earth.
Muslimani su vidjeli da na tom mjestu gdje je Gopal stajao, iznenada je počela da se raste jedna velika, velika planina.
And they saw how the pujaris turned into lions double the size as actual lions.
I vidio kako se pujari pretvorio u lava koja je dva put veći od prave glave. Bilo je više.
They said, "No, His mystical lions will all eat us.
I muslimani su pomislili, o ne, ovi mistični lavovi će nas pojesti.
Then they saw there were two water boys who had to wash while the cooking was going on, plates, you know, and cooking utensils. They saw how they came to the river to wash what needed to be washed.
I videli su ta dva dočaka koji su bili tu da pomognu oko pranja sudova i tako dalje, koji su došli na reku i trebali da operu to.
But by Gopal's mystical energy, these were, they didn't see them as boys, but as three times as big lions.
Međutim, tim mističnim pokusom Gopala, oni su videli isto lavove koji su čak tri puta bili veći.
And they ran away in great fear.
I pobjegli su u velikom strahu.
No need of ninja tactics.
Nije bilo potrebno za nekim ninja zahvatima.
Gopal had taken care.
Gopal se pobrinuo za sve.
So this is one of the many stories how Krishna protects the devotees when they are engaged in service.
Ovo je jedan od mnogih priča gde Krishna pomaže svojim bhaktama kada su pravilno uključeni u služenju njega.
I want to encourage all of you to please become very aware about service.
Molim vas tebe da vas ohrabrim da postanete vrlo svesni služenja.
If you want to find out what is my dharma,
ako želite da pronađete i pitate se koja je moja dharma,
how do I situate myself?
Kako da se situiram?
I'm a complex and complicated westerner.
Ja sam vrlo složen i komplikovan zapadnjak.
You can, this is very difficult.
To onda je jako teško.
Better ask, what service do I do today?
Bolje pitate koju službu danas dovede.
Even if it is a little spider service.
Čak i ako je to neka služba nalik paukove.
Paukove, yes. By this service, you will see that many things become manifest in your life.
Zahvaljujući služi možete vidjeti kako će se mnogi stvari pojaviti u vašem životu.
Let us remember, some of you were doing sankirtan.
Ajde da se prisjetimo, neki od vas su radili sankirtan.
And you know how Krishna has so nicely guided and protected you.
I svesni ste kako se Krishna na fin način vodio i štitio.
I remember when Syama Priya wrote me letters with her sankirtan adventures, we must say.
Sjećam se pismo u kome Shama Priya mi govorila o nekim sankirtan avanturama.
A little confused Mataji in the midst of an ocean of Serbia.
Mala zbunjena Mataji u sred srpskog okeana.
And how Krishna protected her.
I kako je Krishna zaštitio.
Once she was on the police station.
Jednom prilikom je završila u policijskoj stanici.
And they interrogated her.
I tamo su ispitivali.
And she said, no, I'm distributing the books. Read these books, they are good for you. I distributed to the police people.
Rekla, ne, ja samo delim knjige, one su dobre, evo, pročitajte i vi, uzmite. I tako je podelila i policajcima knjige.
Yeah, policajcima. In devotional service, she was protected.
Zahvaljujući predano služenju, bila je zaštićena.
We know as when we were doing the preaching programs, we didn't know what is the word impossible.
Sjećam se kad smo radili te preaching programe, jednostavno za mene nije postojala reč nemoguće.
We had huge halls full of people.
Imali smo prepune ogromne hale i pune ljudi.
Everyone was screaming, Yosh, Yosh, Hare Krishna, Yosh, Yosh.
Svi su se brali i vikali, Yosh, Yosh, hajde pevete, Yosh, Hare Krishna.
We were the same fools as we are now.
Iste smo budale kao što smo i sada.
Even more foolish maybe.
Možda smo čak budalasti.
For sure. I know if some of you have criticized us very severely, and you were right.
Sjećam se da su neki od vas nas vrlo oštro kritikovali i bili ste u pravu.
But we tried to do so.
Da, ali mi smo pokušavali da radimo službu.
Krishna made things possible.
I Krishna je učinio da stvari postanu moguće.
We should not think that devotional service will protect us all the time. I mean, it's expected that we become better.
Ne treba misliti da će nas predano služenje uvek i u svakoj situaciji zaštititi, treba malo i da se popravimo u nekom smislu.
But it is definitely a fact that Krishna will protect his devotees.
Ali je definitivno činjenica da Krishna zaštićuje svoje bhakte.
And one of his protections is that he situates his devotees.
A jedna njegovih zaštita jeste da situira svoje bhakte.
He gives them what they need.
Daje im ono što im treba.
Yes. So, when I spoke now about idealism and realism, and then about the bridge between the two services. What I really want to say is, as long as you are on the bridge of devotional service, Krishna just takes care of his devotees.
Ono što ću da kažem jeste da, znači, postoji taj realizam, idealizam i taj most koji spaja ta dva, ali sve dok ste na tom mostu i nalazite se u mostu predanog služenja, gde mi Krishna bi?
Take care.
Onda će se Krishna pobrinuti o vama.
I'm personally very convinced that here in Serbia we somehow again can structure our yatra in such a way that everyone can give his service nicely.
Mislim da je vreme da ponovo u ovoj srpskoj jatri malo napravimo konstrukciju na taj način da svako može dati svoj doprinos u služenju Krišne.
Then it will be very nice for everyone.
Onda će svakome biti dobro.
Everyone will be protected in some ways.
Svako će biti na neki način zaštićen.
Every day you should wake up and say, what am I doing today for Krishna?
Svakog jutra možemo se, kada ustanemo, pitamo se, treba da se pitamo šta danas mogu da uradim za Krishna.
I have to work 4 hours.
Moram da radim 4 sata.
I have to study.
Moram da studiram.
But what am I doing for service for Krishna?
Ali šta da radim da služim Krishna?
Why is service so important?
Zašto je služenje jako važno?
For one very simple reason.
Iz jednog prostog razloga.
You are a servant.
Vi ste sluga.
You're not the master and controller.
Vi niste kontroler i gospodar.
What can our ego control and master?
Šta je to što naš ego može da kontroliše i da upravlja nečim?
Nothing. Our ego is controlled by our desires for comfort.
Ništa, nasuprot naš ego kontroliše ta želja za komfort.
What have you done today for Krishna Giridhari?
Šta si danas uradio za Krishnu Giridhari?
What have you done today? Murari Chaitanya.
Šta si danas uradio Murari Chaitanya?
And Setuji, what have you done? Yes. What have you done, Jai Gopal?
Šta si uradio, Jai Gopal? Často sam
prosvajao. Talking with devotees.
Razgovarao s baktama.
Playing medanga.
Svirao medangu.
And washing dhoti.
I prao sam dhoti.
Good. Tomorrow you can do a little bit more.
Dobro, sutra možeš da uradiš malo više toga. Danas te dan popovedam.
Then I visited one grihastha couple and encouraged them.
Posjetio se jedan grihastha par i ohrabrio ih.
Now it's for 2 hours.
A sada već 2 sata
govorim. Then I've eaten a lot of prasadam.
Pojel sam puno prasade.
Puno snage.
I dobio puno snage.
Chanted and tried to chant nice ones for the pleasure of Krishna.
Nastavio sam da izmantram fino prugle za zadovoljstvo Krishna.
But I also think tomorrow I will do much more.
Ali takođe mislim sutra ću uraditi mnogo više.
Because I feel so happy after a day of devotional service.
Jel osoba se osjeća tako zadovoljno i srećno nakon dana predanog služenja?
One feels this life is nice.
Osoba misli ovaj život je stvarno lep.
See, sometimes we are so unfortunate that the medicine tastes bitter for us.
Ponekad smo toliko nesrećni da nam ta medicina ili lek deluje onako gorko.
When we hear devotional service, we say, oh no, I have no time.
Kada čujemo samo reč predano služenje, pomisli, oh ne, nemam vremena.
Always this critical work.
Uvek taj neki fizički posao.
I'm an intellectual.
Ja sam zapravo intelektual.
But don't forget, devotional service is really hearing.
Ali nemojte zaboraviti, predano služenje je u istinu slušanje.
Sometimes in our Hare Krishna movement, devotional service has become equivalent with working.
Često u našem pokretu predano služenje je ekvivalent nekom delanju, radu.
No, no, but it is bhakti.
Ne, ali zapravo to je bhakti.
9 processes of bhakti.
Postoji 9 procesa bhakti.
Yeah.
Slušanje.
Chanting.
Nevalje.
Remembering Krishna.
sećanje na Krišnu. Upućivanje molitvi.
Today I saw Madhva Muni standing before the Prabhupada and offering Prabhupada. Prabhupada means the shank.
A danas vidim Madhva Muni kako stoji i upućuje molitve ispred na vitrine gde su božanstva.
It was a wonderful scene of devotional service.
To je bila predivna scena predivnog služenja.
It was very transcendent.
Bila je vrlo transcendentna.
So this is devotional service means this.
Predivno služenje znači upravo to.
Contact with God.
Kontakt sa Bogom.
Right?
No? To je lepo.
Not just meaningless work.
Nije to samo neki beznačajan rad.
Boring.
Dosadan. Dosadan.
Okay, my dear devotees, I hope I have... this is what I wanted to say.
Dragi Bhakte, to je sve što sam imao da vam kažem.
I hope there was something for all of you in this lecture.
Nadam se da ste se našli, da ste ponešto bar našli za svakog, za sebe u ovoj lekciji.
I want to see now if you have any questions.
Želim da vidim ako neko ima neka pitanja.
Not so late.
Nije kasno još.
Mahapati. A very clear-brained question. Would you like to think about it a little bit more? And then ask him?
Da li možda zoveš još malkicu da razmisliš o pitanju i da postaviš pitanje onda?
There is the realism and idealism in the spiritual yeah. life. When a person achieved this idealism in the spiritual life, is that this idealism at that time, realism, sorry, is that the realism still exists in that spiritual life? When the person achieved this realism, is that
when you come to the level of idealism, then the level of realism still exists.
It's also realism, yes.
Sorry.
Yes, yes, no problem. See, in this world, we always have these two sides. For realism, I could also say our conditional nature.
Druga reč za realizam jeste naša uslovljena priroda.
And for idealism I could say our constitutional nature.
A za idealizam možemo reći da je to naš prirodni položaj.
To make it more clear, I mean eternal soul, full of knowledge, bliss and eternity.
Da pojasnim, ja sam duša puna znanja, večnosti i blaženstva.
But I have this body.
Ali imam i ovo telo.
And I must take care of both of these areas.
I moram da se brinem o obe te oblasti.
I remember when I was young, I was translating the Gita from English to German, and we had our temple was like this. We had the temple here, and to go to the translation room, I had to go through the garden, and in this it was something like a cellar or sitaram, it's called.
Sutaram.
Yes, you know.
Kada sam u mlađim danima, kada sam prevodio Bhagavad Gita iz engleskog na nemački, da bi prošao, morao sam da prođem kroz hram, onda dvorište i da dođem do suturena.
It was like 50 or 70 meters.
Ta distanca je bila nekih 50-70 metara.
I remember, during the winter, I did not put shoes on.
Sećam se, dok je bila zima, nisam uopšte oblačio cipele.
Because I thought, I'm eternal soul.
Mislio sam, ja sam večna duša.
No problem to walk through the snow.
Koji je problem da idem bos kroz snijeg?
There is no cold for my feet.
Nisam osjećao da je hladno mojim stepovima.
I am the soul.
Ja sam duša.
And I became so sick, you can't believe.
Nakon toga sam postao toliko bolestan, nećete mi verovati.
Yes, I'm an eternal soul.
Da, istina, ja sam večna duša.
But my vehicle at this moment, which needs to be taken care of, is a temporary body.
Ali, moje vozilo u kome se trenutno nalazim, o njemu mora da se brine.
So yes, Mahapati, we have to keep an eye on the materialistic, on the material side.
Da, Mahapati, pravo si, moramo da vodimo računa i o toj materijalnoj strani.
Some might have to take medicine to function properly.
Neki moraju da uzmu i lek da bi na pravilan način funkcionisali.
There's no use in arguing. I'm eternal soul. I'm full of bliss and knowledge.
Nema koristi od toga da se raspravljamo i govorimo, ja sam duhovna duša puna znanja i blaženstva i večnosti.
Therefore, I do not need to take medicine.
I zato mi ne treba nikakav lek.
We always have to combine the two.
Moramo uvijek da napravimo spoj ta dva.
But if we lose the idealism, or let me say, the spirit of knowledge, then we become ordinary materialists.
Ali ako izgubimo taj idealizam ili to duhovno znanje, postaćemo običan materijalista.
Any other?
First thing is, the first part of your question is about devotees finding the Dharma who have been only engaged in the high spiritual things.
A drugo pitanje jeste da su Bhakte pronašli svoju dharmu, da su bili angažovani samo u visokim idealnim stvarima.
You are saying that for these devotees it's maybe more difficult to find the dharma than those who just are in the congregation and who have been not in this very high spiritual training or engagement.
Ti kažeš da jednostavno da je takvim ljudima teže da nađu svoju dharmu u tim nekim visokim spiritualnim angažmanima nego onima nekoj kongregaciji koja je negde napolju.
From your position it may look like this.
Sa pozicije to može tako izgleda.
But this is a very subjective position.
Ali to je vrlo subjektivno.
See, Shyamapriya, most of the people who are living in this world have not found their dharma. It's not just some older Hare Krishna devotees' problems.
Stvar je tamo da većina ljudi danas nije pronašla svoju dharmu, nije to slučaj samo sa nekim starijim Hare Krishna baktama.
If you go in the town and look, most of the people are totally disoriented.
Prođi gradom i pogledaj, vidjet ćeš većinu ljudi koja je potpuno dezorijentisana.
Yes, some of them work, but they really think every day to run away and jump in the Donau, you know.
Jeste, većina njih radi, ali svakog dana misle da pobegnu negdje i da skoču u Dunav.
Even in high positions.
Čak i na nekim visokim položajima.
You're not doing so bad in comparison to all these people.
U poređenju sa svim tim ostalim ljudima ti nisi radila tako lošo.
You have something to eat, Shyamapriya.
Imaš nešto da pojedeš.
Your problem is not will I get enough to eat, but how can I stop that I don't eat too much? This is our problem, our heart. Travel around the world.
Putuješ svetom.
Wow. India, Germany, Croatia.
Indija, Nemačka, Hrvatska.
You have friends.
Imaš prijatelja.
You can live with.
S kojima možeš živjeti.
You are a blessed soul.
Ti si jednostavno blagoslovena duša.
But of course, we devotees have our mala problems become so big because we think all the day about them.
Međutim, mi kao bhakte učinimo da ti mali problemi porastu zato što cijeli dan razmišljamo o njima.
Sometimes, but this is not your problem. But some of them.
To nije možda tvoj problem, ali nekima je to problem.
My toes, my toe pains. some of our devotees are like this, but not. You are not doing so good.
Na kraju krajeva mi ne činimo tako loše.
And some of us are a little bit more problematic by nature.
A neki od nas su po prirodi malo više problematični.
See, some take shelter in this movement because they couldn't find shelter anywhere else, really.
Neki uzimaju utočište ovog pokreta jer nigde drugde ne mogu da nađu utočište.
So they will have a little problems also here.
I normalno je za očekivati da će i unutar pokreta imati male probleme.
This is in a general way I'm saying it, like this.
Ovo kažem na jedan uopšten način.
Now as far as the spiritual master helping a person to find his place.
A što se tiče toga da duhovni učitelj pomogne učeniku da pronađe svoje mjesto.
The spiritual master, we sometimes wish him to be the wonder man who can solve all our problems.
Ponekad od duhovnog učitelja očekujemo da bude čarobnjak koji će da sredi sve naše probleme.
But we also have to work.
Međutim, mi također treba da uložimo trud.
The example of a spiritual master is like is given that there is someone in the well screaming, help me, help me.
Navodi se taj primjer kada neko se nalazi u bunaru i viče upomoć, upomoć.
The person comes by and lowers a rope.
I tu se pojavi osoba odozgo i spusti konopac.
Now, I don't know, have you ever tried to climb on a rope out of a well? It takes some physical energy.
Ne znam da li ste ikada pravili da se popnete u kanap iz bunara gore, zahtjeva određenu fizičku snagu.
As children we had, I don't know if you are in Serbian school, you have to climb up a rope and then when you go down you, you hurt your feet like anything, isn't it?
Yes. Ima u kasvuli u školi ka, mlađi, onda ima na fizičkom, ono, kad se penjemo uz, uz konopac, onda se spustimo dole i udarimo se stopala i onda jako boli.
So this person gets the rope, but he screams, "Help me to catch the rope! Please help me to catch the rope!"
Međutim, ta osoba koja ga naravno ona kaže, ja molim te, pomozi mi da uhvatim taj kanap, pomozi mi da ga uhvatim.
Something he has to do himself. He we expect from our spiritual master to do everything, to carry us on his hands back home back to God.
Mi očekujemo od duhovnog učitelja da uradi sve za nas, da nas na rukama odnese kući natrag Bogu.
But we have to also do a little, and then if we are not back to God after 20 years, we find fault in him.
Međutim, hej, prođe 20,
you, but,
znači ovo nije nagovorio lišo tebi, ali kada prođe 20 godina, nismo još uvijek natrag kući Boga, onda mislim, a, tu je nešto pogrešno.
Oh, Prabhupada, I heard some of my God brothers say, you said, chant and be happy.
A neki moji God brothers su rekli, oh, Prabhupada, ti si rekao, samo pevajte i budite srećni.
I chanted and I'm unhappy.
Ja sam mantrao i uopće nisam srećan.
Do vikenda. No, some a little bit we have to do.
Ne, stvar je u tome da mi isto moramo nešto da uradimo.
And some of us are not just such successful people in the external way.
A neki od nas nisu uopće toliko uspešni u spola gledamo.
I'm also like this. I wanted to make the whole Serbia Krishna conscious by now.
Negde vidim tu i sebe, želeo bi recimo da celu Srbiju učini svesnim Krišna.
I was dreaming of Krishna conscious towns in Serbia when I first came here.
Kada sam prvi put došao ovde, maštao sam o srpskim gradovima koji su svesni Krišna, kompletni gradovi.
But so far, this has not happened.
Međutim, ja sve do sad, to se još nije desilo.
So what should I do? Find fault with Krishna?
Šta onda ja da radim, da krivim Krišnu za to?
Or with Prabhupada?
Ili Prabhupada?
I have to say, I'm not such a successful person.
Moram reći, pa nisam, eto, jednostavno nisam toliko uspešna osoba.
And be satisfied with that.
I jednostavno moram se zadovoljiti tim.
So difficult to engage someone.
Jako je teško nekoga angažovati.
Because even if you tell a person something, if he can't see it, he can't see it.
Čak i kad kažete nešto o nekoj osobi, jednostavno ako ne vidi, ne vidi.
I can tell you examples, Yama Priya. You would laugh and cry. Not about you.
Navišću vam primjer, Yama Priya, i smijećeš se i plakat ćeš, ali ne govorim o tebi sad.
Yeah. Most of the people have to learn by experience. This is my realization.
Moja realizacija je da većina ljudi mora da osjeti sve na sopstvenoj koži.
For instance, sometimes you can see that a man and a woman really don't fit together.
Možemo vidjeti da često je slučaj da se muškarci i žene ne slažu baš najbolje.
Everyone sees it, even the pigeons on the roof.
Svi to vide, čak i golubovi na krovu.
Even they.
Čak i oni.
But no, this particular man, this particular woman, they are the only ones who can't see it.
Da, ali stvar je u tome da taj određeni muškarac ili određena žena su jedini koji to ne vide.
And if you tell them, they either become mental or heavy.
I ako im kažete to, oni će postati ili mentalni ili heavy.
Better not tell them, let them find out themselves.
Onda bolje da im ništa ne kažem, nego da sami to uvide.
This is something in the human being is like this. He can only, you know, we say, seeing without recognizing.
Nešto je u ljudskom biću, to je da vide samo u smislu prepoznavanja.
Hearing without understanding.
Slušanje bez razumevanja.
why does a person see something but doesn't recognize?
A zašto osoba nešto vidi ali ne prepoznaje?
Because that something which he sees is not yet in him.
To zato što ono što vidi još nije u njemu.
Yesterday I felt, no, a little while ago I felt that someone said to me, Haribol Sachinandan Swami.
Jučer mi prekoče neko rekao Haribol Sachinandan Swami.
And I looked at the person.
Pogledao sam u tu osobu.
And I could not recognize. I asked, well, who are you?
I nisam mogao da prepoznam, pitao sam, pa ko si ti?
And the person was very sad.
Ta osoba je onako delovala tužno.
And told me his devotee name.
I rekla mi je svoje vajšnjavsko ime.
I had seen this person, but I had not recognized.
Znači, video sam tu istu osobu, ali nisam prepoznao.
Why? Because I thought, well, this person couldn't possibly be here, because he is now in a material life.
Zašto? Zato što nisam očekivao da ta osoba će uopšte biti tu prisutna, mislio sam da je sad negde u sferi materijalnog života.
The person was so far from my heart that I could see him, but not recognize him.
A osoba je toliko bila daleko od mog srca da sam je video, ali nisam prepoznao.
Yes, it was. This is or we hear something but we don't understand it because nothing happens in the heart.
Isto tako čujemo nešto ali ne prepoznajemo zato što nije u našem srcu.
So most of the thing, so first something needs to happen in the heart and then we can recognize why we see it.
Stvar u tome da pre svega stvar mora se desi u srcu, a onda tek dolazi prepoznavanje.
First something needs to happen in the heart so that we can understand when we hear.
Stvar mora se odigra u srcu da bismo razumeli when we hear.
Or first something has to happen in the heart so that we understand when we hear.
Znači, stvar mora se desi u srcu da bismo prvo razumeli, da bismo razumeli to kada čujemo.
I personally think, pray very often to Krishna, Krishna, please give me the right understanding in the heart.
Ja lično često molim Krishnu da mi, molite Krishna da mi pravilno razumevanje u srcu.
So it's sometimes very difficult to instruct a person.
Neki put je jako teško dati instrukciju osobi.
It's very difficult to teach a person.
Jako teško poučavati osobu.
Maybe you can teach a person 1 + 2 = 3.
Možda recimo, možete tako reći osobi 1 plus 2 jednako je 3.
Or you can teach him in language.
Ili možda ga poučavati jezikom.
But even to teach a person music gets already very difficult.
Ali čak i poučavanje muzike nekoga vrlo je teško.
If he is not a musician.
Ako ta osoba nije muzičar.
How will you teach him to bring the inner music onto an instrument?
Kako da ga naučite da muziku unutar njega prenese na instrument?
Yeah. I want to learn a harmonium and I already know it will be so hard to teach me because it's very difficult to bring this.
Nameravam da naučim da sviram harmonium i znam bit će teško da ono iz sebe premestim na harmoniju.
So now imagine, Syama Priya, we want to instruct a person about the art of life.
Sada zamisli, Syama Priya, trebamo da damo instrukciji osobi o umetnosti života.
Now imagine we want to instruct him about something so high as Krishna consciousness.
Treba da ga poučimo nečemu tako uzvišenom kao što je svesnost Krishna.
It's not really so easy.
Nije uistinu to tako lako.
I think all you can help a person is to say, if you chant, your heart gets pure, and then you can see things.
Mislim da najviše, da najbolje pomoći osobi tako što kažemo da mantra, da pročisti svoje srce i onda može da vidi neke stvari.
I'm in the same situation. If I would have understood Prabhupada, oh, I could have saved myself so many troubles.
Ja sam u sličnoj situaciji kad ja sam, da sam pravno razumio Prabhupada, poštedao bi sebe mnogih problema.
Still I'm trying to understand.
I još uvijek nastavim da shvatim.
Still I'm trying to follow his instructions.
I nastavim da slijedim njegova uputstva.
It's a slow transformative process.
To je spor proces transformisanja.
Some mystic schools say if you want to come to God consciousness, you need to chase the green tiger. decapture him so that the red dragon comes out.
Neki mistični učenje kažu ako želite da if you want to
come to God consciousness,
ako želite svesnost Boga, morate da uhvatite zelenog tigra, da ga, da ga privučete i da od njega napravite crvenog zmaja, da mu začete glavu.
Yes. And then the red dragon can come out.
I onda iz, odatle izlazi crveni zmaj.
What does this mean? The green tiger is your lower self.
Šta to znači? Taj zeleni tigar je vaše niže ja.
It's green behind the ear because it's not mature.
Još nije zrel, znači iza ušiju još zelen ili užito kljunac.
This immature, irrational, listic self.
Znači to je nesazrelo, iracionalno ja.
Like a green tiger.
I to on je nalik tom zelenom tigru.
You need to capture him in the forest of the material world.
Morate ga uhvatiti u šumi materijalnog postojanja.
And then you need to cut off his head.
A onda morate da mu odsečete glavu.
So that the red dragon can come out. What is the red dragon? It's the soul.
Tako da taj crveni zmaj izađe iz njega. A šta je taj crveni zmaj? To je duša.
So let us all go in the forest now, capture the green tiger, slay his head.
Pođemo sada svi u šumu, uhvatimo zelenog tigra, odsecimo mu glavu.
And liberate the dragon.
I oslobodimo zmaja.
This is not for beginners.
A uopšte nije za početnika.
Even Bali would have a serious challenge even for Bali.
To je čak veliki izazov i za samog Balija.
This is just a picture.
To je slika, a ideja.
So don't be sad, Shyamapriya. You are doing fine.
Nemoj biti tužan, Shyamapriya, ti dobro radiš.
You know what is the purpose of life?
Znaš koji je smisao života?
You may not always be every day 100% successful.
Možda nemaš 100% uspeha svakog dana.
You have enough prasadam?
Imaš dovoljno prasadama?
This is really not a problem, prasadam. But for many people it's a great problem.
To uopšte ne izgleda kao problem, ali za većinu ljudi to jeste problem.
Now you have to just become a little happy in your mind.
Sada trebaš postati u svom umu malo onako veselija.
Dance.
Plesati.
No, really, if we go and look from the from another perspective on our lives, it's not so bad.
Drugim rečima, ako malo iz druge perspektive bacimo pogled na naš život, vidimo da i nije tako loš.
One therapy, sit as Smensky, Kailovsky, and just look at the people, and you'll know you're not doing so bad.
Uradite jedan eksperiment, odite u Knez Mihajlovu, pa ako pogledate ljude kako šta rade i onda vidjet ćete da i niste tako loši.
Now, my dear devotees, we have answered 3/4 of an hour of questions. It is 8:45. I want to thank all of you for your questions, which were very relevant. We will end now the lecture.
Tebi da vam zahvalim, već malo kasno, tebi da vam zahvalim na pitanjima koja su bila vrlo važna
i uvažena.
Yes.
And you can talk a little with each other.
Možete međusobno razgovarati.
Please come tomorrow. Dođi. Also, if you can find the time.
Ukoliko nađete, ugrubite vremena, dođite sutra.
And Thursday we have our at the same time, I thought, at 6 o'clock.
U četvrtak, znači preko sutra, u isto vreme, u 6 sati, bit će Išta Gosti ovde.
Friday we... yes, here.
Here,
yeah,
ovde.
Yeah. In the Friday we have a concert.
U petak je koncert.
And Saturday we want to do Nam Yakya, but as of yet we have not found the place.
U subotu planiramo Nam Yakya, ali do sada još nemamo, nismo našli prostor.
Maybe Bali, maybe you have an idea where we can.
Možda Bali, ti imaš ideju da to može da bude.
I'm really getting nervous because we don't have a place and maybe we can't do it.
Malo sam postao nervozan jer nemamo još uvijek prostor, a ne znamo gde da napravimo sve to.
So please talk with the organization team about this.
Molim vas, razgovarajte o tome sa organizacijskim timom.
And my message for you today is think of your devotional service.
Moja poruka današnja vama jeste mislite o svom predanom služenju.
That will help you to get clarification about your idealism and realism.
I to će vam pomoći da raščistite neke stvari između vašeg realizma i idealizma.
Because Krishna personally will help you to solve this question.
Jer će vam Krishna lično pomoći da rešite to pitanje.
He says he is protecting his devotees.
On kaže da štiti svoje bhakte.
Hare Krishna, also by Govinda Gopal's grace, I have some prasadam here for you.
Guru Sri Govinda Gopala, ima nešto prasadama ovde.
I remember once we were in Vrindavan and we were sitting at Davanala Kund and reciting the Sansara Davanala Lida Loka prayers.
Sada se u Vrindavanu smo na Davanala Kundu recitovali Sansara Dava i tako dalje.
And I wanted to, and at the end I wanted to give prasadam to devotees, but I had nothing.
I na kraju sam htio da dam baktama prasadama, nisam imao kod sebe ništa.
Then Govinda Nandan came, like an airplane landing with some prapti, I think. Some prapti,
no? Govinda Gopala onda se pojavio sa sam praptijem, sa nekim
sweet. Some papi.
Some papi. Sa nekim, sa slatkišem, some papi.
And he saved our evening. So also Govinda Gopal saved our evening.
Tako, tako je spaso naše to veče i večera se opet spašava ovo veče.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.